So, folks, today, the fact that we've got a split, a dichotomy in the Republican Party was more evident today than it has been in a very long time. And I know a lot of people out there might say, who cares? Let the Republican Party implode. Let them just fight it out. But folks, I just want to paint a picture. First, I want to illustrate the dichotomy that exists, and then I want to paint a picture as to why this matters to us, why this matters to Democrats, independents, Republicans, and Americans. Why does it matter? So today on Capitol Hill, they had five police officers testify, and they said things like this.
They tortured me. They beat me. I was struck with a taser device at the base of my skull numerous times. And they continued to do so until I yelled out that I have kids. And I said that hoping to appeal to some of those individuals' humanity. And fortunately, a few did step in and intervene on my.
I mean, the man had to resort to saying that he had children to try to appeal to their humanity. These people acted like terrorists, folks. And I want to just kind of underscore what happened next when Congressman Adam Kinzinger, who is one of two Republicans on the House Select Committee, it's both he and Liz Cheney that are on the Select Committee, when he heard this kind of testimony and how distressing it was, it really had an effect on him. And Tucker Carlson used that as evidenced here on his show tonight. It was all too much for Adam Kinzinger, is what he said. What a cheap shot. All too much. It was all too much. You know, in reality, folks, it's too much for America, what happened on January 6th. And while that was going on, as I mentioned in my earlier podcast, you had Congressman Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, and Louie Gohmert. They held a news conference on the steps of the Department of Justice, which went like this.
Oh, the people of this country, the answers to the questions.
We need a break. The left is interrupting the press conference. We need to end it.
What a bozo.
Thank you. For those of you that really care about this process, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Louie Gohmert.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you just saw here today is, again, the intolerant left.
Guilty as charged.
I had to act.
You know, when it comes to what they were trying to do, here, folks, was paint the insurrectionists as victims. And yeah, I'll be the intolerant left, guilty as charged. They should be held accountable, just like Donald Trump should be held accountable. But the whole thing, the travesty of this whole event, you saw that one guy with the glasses walking around. It was a guy with a whistle that broke it up. Here he is. And here's the guy that said, you know, the news conference is over, confronting him. Why are you blowing in people's ears, dude? And look at him. He's got his camera. I mean, what the hell is he doing? He's got his camera, and he's filming the guy with the whistle. I mean, these people are nuts in so many ways. Are you trying to assault people with auditory weapons? For God's sakes. And then you've got, you know, the whole sad sack of congressmen that were assembled, the five of them just kind of walk off all long-faced. But the point is here is that they were trying to make the insurrectionists look like victims. And Liz Cheney would have no part of this. Congresswoman Liz Cheney would have no part of this. And she's had this to say, folks. Have a listen to this.
Of our leadership and others, the fact that they've gone from recognizing what happened on the 6th to protesting in front of the Justice Department on behalf of those who were part of the insurrection is something that I can't explain. I think it's a disgrace, and I know that this committee will be focused on getting the truth of what happened in a non-political, non-partisan way. This is not a political campaign. This is deadly serious.
Can you try to explain it? Should Leader McConnell also teach you?
So, folks, the one thing I want you to remember what she said was that this is deadly serious. Deadly serious. And just to show how angry Republicans are over both Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, take a look at this article. So this was in The Hill tonight. Have a look at this. It says, GOP up in arms over Cheney and Kinzinger. And the gist of it is this, folks. Take a look at this. This is from the article. Representative Andy Biggs, the head of the far-right House Freedom Caucus, sought during closed-door meeting Tuesday to exile both Cheney and Kinzinger from the Republican conference. And other members of the group are piling on, maintaining that the defiant pair have forfeited their rights to membership in the GOP, including their seats on committees. Essentially, folks, what they're trying to do is they're trying to kick both Kinzinger and Cheney out of the Republican Party. Who's doing this? Let's just call them Trump-publicans. They're the ones who are trying to do this. They're not Republicans. They're Trump-publicans. So let's just add all of this up, folks. Let's just add all of this up. Trump-publicans have been fighting for control over the Republican Party for the past 5 years. Firstly, they have a series of goals. This is by no means inclusive, but this is what I think they're trying to do. Firstly, what they're trying to do is subvert democracy with changing voting restrictions, basically, that give power over the people's elections to the state legislatures. And what they're trying to do is give the power to overturn an election to the legislature of a state. And additionally, they've got a whole series of things that they're doing to make it just plain harder for people to vote. And you notice that this week that Donald Trump supported sleepy-eyed Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas. And he supported him over George P. Bush, who had numerous photo opportunities right next to Donald Trump with a big white smile on his face. And what he's doing by supporting sleepy-eyed Ken Paxton over George P. Bush is that Ken is willing to subvert democracy in his capacity as Attorney General to benefit Trump-publicans. And secondly, folks, Trump-publicans used the Black Lives Matter protests to seed chaos through quasi-terrorist groups like the Proud Boys. I'm not saying that all the BLM protesters were peaceful. I know that's not the case. But in the vast majority of cases, BLM protesters were protesting peacefully, while the Proud Boys were behind them throwing bricks through windows. We know this happened. The Trump publicans used the BLM protests to destabilize the narrative to their advantage. We know they did this. Thirdly, folks, early in COVID, before the vaccine, why did QAnon and Newsmax, Fox News for that matter, why did they all promote not wearing masks? Essentially, they all believed that the virus, it was an attempt by the deep state to destabilize Trump's chances for election, re-election. And thank God he lost. Now that there's a vaccine, though, now that we've got a vaccine, the mask resistance has then morphed into vaccine resistance. The vaccine is a continuation of the deep state plot to control you, they say, and to modify your DNA. It's always about the deep state. And quite possibly, folks, it's all the same destabilizing narrative that they're undergoing right now, that they're engaging in, where if enough people remain unvaccinated, you can't achieve herd immunity, right? 70%. And by doing so, they're actually destabilizing Biden's presidency in the process. That's the goal. That's the core reason why Trump publicans aren't pushing for people to get vaccinated. When was the last time you heard Donald Trump suggest to people to get the vaccine? There's a reason for that. It's all about destabilizing the Biden presidency, shamefully. It's all about destabilizing. Everything they do is to destabilize. So look at QAnon. They believe, essentially at their core, that a deep state cabal of global elites is responsible for all the evil in the world. A deep state cabal is responsible for all the evil in the world. All of the destabilizing narratives that I mentioned feed into Trump as one kind of like a messiah who alone can solve all the problems and create a better country. A twisted sort of antichrist, really, is what he is. They think that by destabilizing elections, by destabilizing Biden's presidency, so we won't achieve a 70% level of vaccine status and thereby achieve herd immunity, they stand a better chance of getting reelected. By destabilizing the state legislatures with Mitch McConnell's help, encouraging voting legislation that gives power over the voting process to state legislatures, and then by his own actions in the Senate, trying to destabilize the Biden presidency so that no legislation passes. Look at who's actually negotiating on the infrastructure bill. They're not Trump publicans, and it's not condoned by Mitch McConnell. It's all about destabilizing, folks. And what Mitch McConnell is trying to do, ultimately, is disadvantage Biden's chances of success. And by doing all of this, they hope that they can reelect Trump and what will have become a USA that's looking more like a version of Putin's Russia, with sham elections, a forever president, and a broken democracy that lets them simply rinse and repeat, as we just lose our democracy. That's what Liz Cheney means when she said early in her interview today that getting to the very bottom, getting to the core of what happened on January 6th is deadly serious. She knows that Trump publicans can't win this battle to flip the narrative of what happened on January 6th. She can't allow that narrative to be changed into a lie. I mean, she's fighting basically for the soul of her party, folks. And she is one of only a handful of real Republicans locked in a battle against Trump publicans for that very soul of her party. That's why she's trying to expose the truth of what happened on January 6th. If these Trump publicans are allowed to take over the Republican Party and, God forbid, the White House, we'll see a forever President Trump who will just keep changing things like term limits with sham elections and just keep getting elected and reelected and reelected. Like I said, it's a vision of America that looks like Putin's Russia. And it's not what I want. And I know it's not what you want. As crazy as that all sounds, folks, that's what they ultimately are gunning for. That's what they want. And we can't let that happen.